The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
According to a new study with decades of research, beautiful people earn more than their average-looking peers. But if you're good-looking and also intelligent, it makes no difference at all to your earning power. In other words, there's a beauty bonus, but there's no intelligence bonus. Henry McKean met people who are easy on the eye and asked them if they have pretty privilege.
I think pretty privilege is so normal for most women nowadays, and I see it happen all the time. As an example for myself, when I'm in the gym, say if I'm carrying a heavy dumbbell, 9 out of 10 times, there's always going to be some man that will come up and offer to carry it for me. So I guess in ways it can be handy, depending on who you are.
So they would actually come over and say, can I carry that dumbbell? You think because of pretty privilege?
I would say so, yes. I think, like, depending on what you look like, of course, most people would get pretty privileged in those ways.
Atlanta, Georgia, you work with young people all different ages. You're a Gen Z and you're also a former hairdresser. When it comes to looks and good looks online and social media, which you use a lot, do looks matter?
I think they do matter in a sense, especially when it comes to career and getting jobs. I think in the lines of, say, sales, marketing, things like that, media, a lot of people that would be, say, more attractive would be picked, I guess, over people that wouldn't be. And I think it's probably because people just like to look at that more. I know it sounds bad, but that is what you'd call pretty privilege in a way.
Do you think being beautiful boosts your bank balance?
I think it is in this day and age. Because I think the way the world lives is on a surface level.
You think we're that shallow?
Yeah, on a surface level. And the reason why I believe is because we're going the wrong way. We're looking for our answers outside instead of inside.
So from the heart?
From the heart, yeah, you know. Like me, because I'm doing the work and I'm travelling inside and I'm looking at myself, I can find now that the peace is within instead of outside. And a lot of people now are trying to find their answers on the outside through vitamins, through alcohol maybe, or through makeup, or through Botox, all these type of things. But at the end of the day, what I know, it's a little bit of advice that someone gave me, if you don't deal with it now, it comes back and deals with you.
So, you know, you're a handsome chap. How old are you?
I'm 47.
So you're roughly the same age as me. I'm 46.
Yeah.
You know, do you get advantage in life because you're easy to look at?
I do. I get a lot of people that would give me a lot more attention, whereas to someone who would be portrayed as someone who has not got the looks as probably I do or other people in this world, you know. It does get you by in this world.
And do you get promotions? Do you get to sleep with hundreds of ladies?
The thing with that is that especially when you're younger, when you have this thing where you have the looks, you can obviously fall into the traps, as you says, of hundreds of ladies. But then again, the danger of that, which you don't know when you're younger, you know. And I'm talking about through diseases and stuff like that.
Probably,
you know,
not a great idea.
Yeah.
I think that appearance and favorable appearance has a very favorable impact if you're talking about acceptance for jobs and things of that nature.
So in accounting, if there was a handsome accountant or perhaps a pretty receptionist, or I should say female accountant, I'm going to get cancelled, did they get the promotion? Did the attractive person go up the ladder quicker?
No, in accounting there still needs to be a base level of competence.
You've got to have brains.
Right.
You've got to be able to count.
Yes.
You've got to be good.
Yes.
So it didn't matter if you looked like the back of a bus.
No. But now, if there were two qualified people that were both had solid accounting credentials, then I think appearance might come into play on making that differentiation.
And does it, you know, fascinate you that according to this survey, if you're brainy, you don't get that boost of being beautiful because you're brainy, so it doesn't make too much of a difference because, it's, as you said, it's all about can you do the job, not looks, not smile. And there are some intelligent, good-looking people.
Yeah.
They do exist.
Right. So, yeah, primarily, though, in certain professions, your competence is the main driver of that hiring decision.
You're in high school in the United States. For you, you know, is it like the movies? Is it all about being good looking? Does pretty privilege matter in the school corridors?
In the school, I think it has something to do with that. I do have a job. Do I work part-time during school? And I will say that I think people like being friends with attractive people.
Not even if you're.
Well, I think it's because when you're naturally, you want to be attractive. And when you're in a group of attractive people, you look also attractive.
So you want to hang out with the attractive people. And, you know, would you consider yourself, or would other people consider you handsome? Do people want to hang out with you?
I think so,
I know
to some extent.
That's a difficult thing to admit to. So you would be considered handsome. So attractive people want to hang out with other attractive people. Do they get better job opportunities? Do they get the girl? Do they get the guy?
Well, I think for job opportunities, when it comes to networking, who you know, that can play an extent. I personally don't discriminate my friends based on what they look like. I mean, I have some friends that get more girls than others.
And are they handsome?
Yeah, the ones that get more definitely are handsome. I think, you know, in work, a lot of the prettier young girls, they get plenty of favor from our bosses. It's who the customers want to see, so put them in the face of the business.
You're a very bright lady. What is your job?
As a hydrogeologist, I study water and the extent and degree in which water can be contaminated.
So you're very, very brainy. Do looks matter in your industry, or is it about brains?
Brains.
So brains, it's everything.
Yes, because it's science and engineering. And it's typically a man's world.
So it's hard for you?
Yes.
Do you think in the rest of the other industries it's actually about looks? What do you think?
I definitely think looks are a factor. I agree that, yes, looks are a factor. I think that people are drawn to people that are physically attractive, and I sad to say, straight teeth.
Straight teeth?
Yeah.
People want straight teeth. I met a man there, his teeth were so straight, I had a fright.
Yeah.
You think people want them?
Straight, clean teeth, yes. If you're missing teeth, you are not going to get a job in a lot of areas.
So teeth is everything. You've got to have a nice smile.
Nice smile, yes.
Why are we
good
so
skin
shallow?
And good skin.
Skin as well. You've got to have good skin.
I think it has something to do with evolution.
And, you know, back then we were hunter-gatherers. Why did looks matter? Surely it would be about who can catch the boar.
No, I think it had to do with procreation and attractiveness and finding a good mate. And I think that obviously the standards for beauty have changed over the years, over the eons. But I think that it's a tie-in with procreation and finding a good mate. I think it has to do with evolution.
You're from County Clare. In County Clare, do pretty people get ahead?
Don't think so.
What's it about?
Personality.
So you're saying personality is more important than looks?
I think so, yeah.
You're saying we're not that vain?
Nah. Certain jobs, maybe, but...
And what do you do for a living?
I'm an optometrist.
Do good-looking people get ahead?
I would say so, yes. I feel like when people talk to prettier people or good-looking people, they tend to give them more of an advantage, I would say.
Open doors for them, even?
Yes, definitely.
Quite literally, in every way, they open the door.
Yeah.
And if I can say this without getting cancelled, you're both... easy to look at. Does that open doors?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it gives you better treatment.
Personality goes a long way also.
Like if you're a nice, good person.
Outgoing person, I feel like that definitely does make a big impact on getting an advantage in different things. Yeah.
Do looks matter in the workplace? You're out there looking for work.
Yeah, they do. But I applied for a job in an international company that's now under Big here for firewalls, and I think it was the background of my area they wouldn't apply for.
And where are you from?
I'm from Skerries, but I usually originated from Donnycarney, that's north side in Dublin.
So you're feeling that you didn't get the job because you're from Donnycarney.
Yeah.
So you're saying that they didn't go for you, it had nothing to do with looks, because you're a good-looking guy.
I think it was mainly because the area has a bad rep close to Ballymun. And
even though that Ballymun has really improved its image in recent years, you feel that it could be, you know, your background can hold you back in the workplace, not just looks?
Genuinely, I do. Yeah, I do. And I can understand what you mean by looks, because like, when you kind of go into some most places where, like office jobs, and you look at people, like you see a lot of good looking women, and there's not really many. It's either you have a really, really, really good, you come from good background with a lot of money, or it's either you come back from, you know, good looks, that's mainly it, with a slight bit of education.
Does it make a difference? I mean, you've had different jobs in your career. Like, is it about being attractive? Do you get that promotion? Or is it about intelligence? And when we actually take this study, the National Child Development Study, they took 17,000 people back in 1958, and they followed them when it came to their looks into adulthood. And yeah, they've discovered if they're bright and intelligent, it makes no difference. But if they're just good looking, yes, good looking people go further.
No, it doesn't surprise me. Especially back in the day, I feel like people would have been given more opportunities for their looks. I feel like nowadays, more so for jobs like doctors, things like that, it is more based on intelligence. But definitely roles as in media and sales, people would be picked for their looks over their intelligence.
Is it okay to admit that we still go for looks, and pretty privilege is a thing? People will open a door for them. They'll get perhaps a better seat in a restaurant. They could be upgraded into first class on a plane.
I don't think it's fair necessarily, no. I do think, though, it's an everyday thing for a lot of people in life. I would say pretty privilege would be, say, it's more so with women, when women would be held open for a door, or they're offered a free drink or a coffee. Things like that would be pretty privilege, in my opinion.
So they get that opening, they get that head start.
They do, yes, more so than someone that I guess wouldn't necessarily be attractive.
Henry McKean reporting on how being beautiful can boost your bank balance.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.